Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine on KNIA KRLS. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. On today's program, Brian Stickle, General Manager of the Knoxville Raceway, is going to be joining us on the program, talking about this week's late model nationals and kind of looking ahead to the off season, so to speak. Brian, we appreciate you being on the program. And this week, late model nationals, we've had the Knoxville Nationals, the 360 Nationals, all that's come and gone in August. And now this is kind of the fond farewell for the year for the Knoxville Raceway. Talk about the late model nationals, maybe kind of the history behind the event.
Yeah, you know, we love the Knoxville, all the Knoxville Nationals event, and the late model Nationals is no different. You know, now in its 10th year, and 10th year with Lucas Oil, one of our great partners, this event is grows every year. And, you know, in a few years from now, I could see us opening the backstretch and rivaling the 410 Nationals. So in terms of attendance and number of days and economic impact that it has here on the Marion County and the state of Iowa.
So, Brian, is the main difference between the late model Nationals and, like, say, let's take the 360 Nationals, just the year or the make of the car?
No, there's a lot of differences. I mean, it's really a totally different crowd. You know, the sprint cars, you get the sprint car fan, which we love dearly, and they know this facility in and out probably much better than I do, the diehard sprint car fan. But the late model fans, you know, they come here. This is typically their only time of the year they come here, and they really enjoy coming here in the fall. And the drivers, you know, I was just listening to an interview from Steve Francis, who was our last year's winner, and, you know, he had nothing but praise for the track and the facility, and, you know, how when he pulled into Victory Lane last year, the goosebumps he got for being the Knoxville Nationals champ.
Well, Brian, just looking at this week, it starts on Thursday. What is the schedule of events for the late model Nationals?
Yeah, basically Thursday the events start. Hot laps are at 6:45 every night. We have an expo in the parking lot behind the main grandstands here that'll have drivers, T-shirts, vendors, Lucas Oil products, and things like that. So there'll be a lot going on in terms of the expo. And then 6:45 are hot laps on Thursday, and Thursday and Friday's show are exactly the same. So drivers take their best points from either one of those two nights. They all have to be here Thursday, though, to compete, and then that carries them into the 100-lap feature on Saturday, which, you know, again, hot laps will be 6:45 that night, but there's more fanfare going on Saturday with the events going on over at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And then we have a 3:00 autograph session here in Dyer Hudson Hall with many of the top drivers, and that's free to spectators. You know, I understand KNIA, KRLS will have some music playing out here for us, so we always enjoy that. You know, it's just a fun time, a good, beautiful fall afternoon or evening, a good time to come out and enjoy the family and friends.
Well, Brian, there are still tickets available, correct?
There are. Just go to KnoxvilleRaceway.com or call 842-5431. We can accommodate both general admission and reserved. The backstretch won't be open this year. Again, maybe next year or the year after it will be. And, you know, we're going to have a great time.
Again, Brian Stickle joining us here on today's Let's Talk Knoxville, in case you're just tuning into our KNIA KRLS Midday Magazine. And Brian, this is, as I mentioned, it's the fond farewell for 2013, at least, for the Knoxville Raceway. It's the final show that's going to be performed on the track. Just looking at the 2013 year, it started with, I had a lot of rainouts with your just your regular racing programs on Saturday. But overall, how do you feel this year went, the Knoxville Raceway?
You know, it went very well. We did have a little slow start because of the weather, but once we got into June, July, and August, and now September, you know, we've had great events, very good attendance. You know, last week we had our very first ever Monster Jam, which that was a huge success, and we hope to have that back here as an annual event of ours. You know, we look to build on this year for next year, too. Take note of our successes and build on those, and what was less successful, look at how we can make that better or change it.
And all that starts in the off season, which happens after this weekend. And it's funny, Brian. I would have thought that your normal busy season would be during when all this racing is going on, but you told me that's not the case.
Well, not for some of us anyway. You know, we're busy trying to set up promotions for next year, get new sponsors, renew sponsorships. If anybody's out there looking to get involved with racing, we're certainly open to that. You know, look at promotions on how we bring in more fans, kids, make it affordable for the families, continue to make it affordable. And, you know, there's a lot of planning that goes on in the off season, whether it's facility improvements, staffing. We've got a plan for all that. And then come mid-April in 2014, we'll be ready to roll again.
Well, Brian, just finally, any kind of events next year that will be new to the Knoxville Raceway, or anything you want to kind of tease for people for 2014?
Well, we get into August and September, and that, we work all year long to get to that point. The Knoxville Championship Cup Series is just some phenomenal racing all year long on a weekly basis, and that series needs to remain strong and is very strong with car counts. And we always want to bring in more spectators, and we're going to look at some other events. The event we'd love to have back is AMA Flat Track Motorcycles. We just have to get the right sponsor on board to make that event make sense. But it'd be great to have a weekend where maybe Friday night we do the vintage flat track motorcycle. Saturday night do a World of Outlaw sprint car show, and then Sunday do a AMA flat track show. I think that could be a very fun weekend for a lot of different people.
Brian, late model nationals starting on Thursday, running through Saturday, and should bring in a great crowd. We appreciate your time, and we look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Always great to be here. You guys keep up the good work.
That's Brian Stickle of the Knoxville Raceway. Again, you can download and listen to Let's Talk Knoxville on demand at KNIAKBLS.com under the radio audio media player. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.